Hi, this is Greg Lamond. Welcome to the VeloCast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the VeloCast Advent Calendar. Across 25 days, we will be selecting highlights, lowlights, and assorted points of interest from the always weird and occasionally wonderful 2020 pro cycling season. Bursting through our final door is a final day win in the sport's biggest event while wearing its points competition jersey. It's the dream scenario for every sprinter in cycling, and in 2020, that dream somewhat unexpectedly came true for Ireland's Sam Bennett.
It was really a race of two halves for Sam, which is a bit of a cliche that I didn't think I'd throw out on these advent calendar shows. Sam's big ambition going into the tour was to win a stage. He'd been moving up through the ranks of sprinters till he was very firmly in the vanguard, one of the very best in the world. And what you need then is to add a tour stage to your palmarès. You just need it. So his first ambition might have been stage one, won by Alexander Kristoff. Then you've got stage three, won by Caleb Ewan. Stage five, we thought Sam was in with a really, really good shout, won by Wout van Aert. Stage seven, Sam's in with a great shout. You know, this might be Sam's first tour stage, won by Wout van Aert. And then came stage 10, 168.5 kilometres to the Ile de Ré, and won by Sam Bennett. And I reckon here in Peebles, which is on the east coast of Scotland, as far from Ireland as you can get in Scotland, I heard the sigh of relief from our Irish friends. It was just such a cathartic moment for them, for Sam to finally have won his tour stage. And then things just got better and better as the race progressed for them.
I remember staying, you know, we do our daily tour shows and always preview the next day's stage. I remember saying after stage nine, looking at the following day into Ile de Ré, that the, you know, it was a must win for Sam Bennett. If Petter Sagan had won that day, the pressure would not only be on Sam Bennett for the Champs-Élysées stage, which was arguably the only other stage available to him, which is a far more difficult stage to win a sprint in, but also it put his former teammate Sagan back in the driving seat for the green jersey competition, which Bennett had, as I mentioned, unexpectedly found himself in contention for, because his ambition was to come to the tour and get that stage win that had been arguably the biggest reason for him leaving Bora Hansgrohe to begin with, getting that ride at the Tour de France. So that stage 10 was that must win for Sam Bennett. And as you say, he took it to the huge relief of every Sam Bennett fan, not only in Ireland, but the world over. And it then put him firmly into the driving seat for that green jersey. But to then go on wearing green, come to the Champs-Élysées and win there was an absolutely phenomenal achievement for someone who comes from the same town as his big hero, Sean Kerry.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of talk amongst people that Sam is a bit fragile. But, you know, that certainly didn't show here. You know, he just kept trying until he won that stage 10. And then the consistency of effort to keep a hold on the green against a Petter Sagan who, if not at his best, was actually still good enough to win a green jersey in most Tours de France that he turned up for. You know, it wasn't a soft win for Sam. He was just working really, really hard. He also had one other huge asset, and that was Mikael Morkó, because I have never seen a better job of someone both leading out their leader on intermediate sprints, on finishing sprints, all of that kind of stuff, but also being savvy and racecraft intelligent enough to make sure he took the maximum points he could from the people who were threatening that lead for Sam. So we also have to mention Mikael in the same breath, because he was a big part of Sam's victory in the green jersey competition. But this should be a breakthrough. Sam now knows what he's capable of. He's got that jersey, which was owned for so many years by his, you know, compatriot, not just compatriot, actually, from the same village, as you say, Sean Kelly. And it'll be interesting to see with it's easy to be cynical about Mark Cavendish going to Quickstep. You know, he's going there because he took a sponsor to pay his wage. He's arguably past the end of his career. But what we have in Mark is an absolute student of the sport. And if he does nothing else at Quickstep but pass on, you know, that knowledge that he's gained is, as we've often said, in my opinion, the greatest sprinter we've ever seen. I think it can only be a real benefit to Sam. So I think Sam will go from strength to strength after this. I really do. And, you know, I'm not saying that just because I've heard about Sam Bennett for so long. I'm kind of bored with him, you know, because Derek was waffling on about him in 2010, about a youngster that would come through. But because the progression we've seen is, we've watched a sprinter grow up, almost in the way that we watched Cav grow up. And this feels now like the complete unit. You know, Sam Bennett is now the sprinter that we thought he would become. And I want to see what that guy can do.
Well, speaking of what he could possibly do, as we talked about there, his hero, Sean Kelly, won the green jersey four times. Can Sam Bennett beat that? Or can he, or indeed should he, want to beat Sagan's green jersey record?
I don't think so. I think it needs to be the right course for Sam. I could see him getting to four, but I have a feeling that given the circumstance this year, we'll be seeing more and more challenging Tours de France over the next few years, just because I think, you know, they just want to ramp up the entertainment. It might get a wee bit hard for Sam. He needs something with enough flat stages that he can get those consistent finishes that we saw this year, where even if he doesn't win, you know, he's up there, he's close. Whereas Sagan can pull that off in a wider variety of stages. But who knows? You know, I said we've seen what he would become. There might be a few extra arrows in his quiver. I mean, he can climb not badly at all. He's not a bad climber. I also want to see him win, you know, a Milan-San Remo. Haul his carcass over the Poggio, get onto the Via Roma and just light up that speed that he's got that can be undeniable in its day and take a monument. There's a lot that I'm expecting from Sam Bennett, but I think he'll deliver.
Thank you so much for joining us across the 25 days of our 2020 Cycling Advent Calendar. If you've enjoyed these shows, please consider subscribing to all our content at velocast.cc. And to our wonderful existing subscribers, thank you for being with us across what has been, by any definition of the word, a quite remarkable year. In what continues to be difficult times for us all, please stay safe, and we hope you all have as merry a Christmas as is possible, and a very restful new year.